The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
KAIR-FM Horton, Atchison.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Easton, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school basketball this evening. I know, and you're looking at the clock, you're saying, wait a minute, it's 5 p.m.? Well, that's right. They've advanced the times a little bit. They did not play junior varsity boys or girls games in hopes of getting these games in, and all of the teams and travelers and fans and officials and everybody getting home before potential inclement weather would set in here this evening. So, a little advanced time, and it's all good. Everybody's here, and we're glad you're here with us. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here this evening. And if they're going to do that, hey, why don't I do that for you as well? First of all, it is going to be Pleasant Ridge and ACCHS. And tell you what, Neil, our producer engineer back in the studio, Tom Council here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with those starters right after this.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With that, we welcome you back once again to Easton, Kansas, where it is Northeast Kansas League basketball this evening. ACCHS being hosted by the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Once again, hello, everybody. Neil, he's our producer and engineer at the onset of the ballgame. Joseph, I think I hear him putting a key in the telephone. About ready to walk in the door right now. He'll be with us for the balance of the evening. Neil, thanks for getting us underway. Tom Kelson, you here courtside, and PA guy. He's even introducing the starters to what is really a very nice crowd on hand considering the early hour. Let me share those starters with you. First of all, for Pleasant Ridge, and head coach Laurie Gann. They come into the ball game tonight at 3-5 in the conference and 3-5 overall, and they're going to be starting a couple of seniors, Avi Nooch and Gabby Watkins, and then three sophomores, Riley Cox, Ava Potter, and Mia Ernson. ACCHN is coming into the ball game, and under head coach Austin Eckert, and they are coming into the game, and I got to tell you, coaches, I think, a little disappointed. They are coming in at 7-2 on the season, 7-1 of the conference, and coming off a loss in their last game out at Jackson Heights, 47-28, talking to coach before the ball game. I think they're looking very much forward to trying to bounce back from that one. Lady Tigers are going to be starting Macy Burns. She's going to be the only senior. Three juniors, Aaliyah Wallish, Addison Schletzbaum, and Natalie Nitz, and a freshman, Kinsey Bowerly. So there you go. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Lady Tigers on the road tonight here at Pleasant Ridge. Official into the center circle. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by the Rams. We're underway. Pleasant Ridge with a basketball, and they're going to work it around to the left side. Take it all the way down to the baseline, looking in, and no room. Come off on top, an uncontested three is set sail, but a little wide to the right side. Battle for the rebound, and we get a jump ball called down to the baseline. So the jump ball possession will go to ACCHS. Here come the Lady Tigers, and bringing the ball up the floor, as she so typically does, it's going to be Natalie Nitz. She'll dump it over to the right side. Bowerly drives all the way to the baseline, and we have a foul call. The whistle is going to be on Ava Potter. Ava getting behind a little bit, then reaching in and picking up her first foul. It'll be team foul one. The ball comes in, and we have a 2-3 zone employed by Pleasant Ridge. Shot by the Tigers from the outside is going to be somewhat shorted. Natalie, who sets loose with that shot, looks at her hand as if maybe there's some lotion or something on it that caused that ball to slip off a little bit. Doesn't seem to be injured and all that. She seems okay. Back up with this going to come Pleasant Ridge. They'll go into the lane, feed off to the right block. The shot is up and too strong. Wallace will clear down the board, and Natalie back up the floor with it again. We're a minute into the game and scoreless here at Easton. Now, I use the term in Easton a little loosely because actually we're about 2-3 miles right east of Easton outside of town. Now the ball's going to be stolen. Another in, driving layup off the rim. No. The breakaway layup would not go in. It's going to be saved by Ridge, and they're going to bring it back out on top. Squaring up, the uncontested three is set sailing. Missed very wide to the left side. Bowerly will come down with a rebound. Schletzbaum bringing it up the court. Outlet pass in the middle of Wallace. It's going to be batted away and out of her hand, but she's able to recover it before it gets out of play down at the baseline. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Natalie turns around and takes a long look at Coach Eckert, says he's giving him some direction down here. And now we've seen the defense switch, and they've gone to a player defense. The feed in the middle is going to be batted away from Burns and lost out of bounds off Atchison County. We're 1:45 into the ball game, and still scoreless here at Pleasant Ridge High School. Crowd continuing to make its way into the gymnasium for this early doubleheader here tonight. Pass over the right side. Beautiful move into the basketball, but they did not finish. The shot at the baseline won't go in. Lady Rams have done a great job getting the ball down the floor and getting some excellent looks both inside and outside, but so far have not been able to make anything happen. Now the ball down to the left side, slipping and stumbling and falling to the ground, is going to be Bowerly, and she's going to turn it over. It will come back in again to Ridge. 5:55 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Northeast Kansas League basketball here tonight. Up court with it. Pleasant Ridge. They'll work it around to the left side. They'll feed it now to the baseline. Up again, wide open underneath and coming in late. The shot's going to be batted away by Schletzbach. She's got a big smile on her face. I think she knew that she had not been where I think coach had wanted her to be. And so we're going to get it back. Brought back into the baseline by Pleasant Ridge, feeding it into the free throw line. They'll roll it around to the right. The shot is up. It's getting away. Riley Cox can't get it to fall. And rebounding it back down, Atchison County. 5.5 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Over to the right side with the basketball, and all the way into the edge is going to be Addison Schletzbaum. She'll feed it into the middle, and the ball just kind of bounces off the palms of Aaliyah, out of play, and back again. It will come to Pleasant Ridge. Lady Tigers will apply some full court pressure. Ridge will break it with the outlet pass. The lob over to the right side. Out on top it comes. The dish out to the top of the key. Starting to drive in. No room. Comes back over to the right side. ACCHS now giving up another long three. And that one's up and good. First points of the ball game belong to Pleasant Ridge. And Gabby Watkins makes it 3-0 Lady Rams. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the Tigers drive into the lane. The shot is up and missing, but a foul is going to be called. Fisher walks over. Foul is going to be on Mia Ernzen. So it will be first foul of the game for Mia. Team foul two for Pleasant Ridge. Atchison County with a chance to tie this. But before the free throws are taken, we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Taking a break with Coach Eckhart. Coming at 4:51 to play. We're in the opening quarter where it is the Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 3, ACCHS nothing.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back. As we return, ACCHS is coming to the free throw line, and it will be Addison Schletzbaum. Lady Tigers yet to score in the game. This free throw will change that. And Atchison County is on the board. It is 3-1. Addison taking her time, eyes up the second one, launches and hits it. 3-2, Pleasant Ridge. And again, Ridge bringing the ball up. Gets some full court pressure. Now they're going to double up deep in the backcourt. Somewhere's got to be somebody open. And there they find her over on the right side. That's going to be Watkins. Goes over to outside the right block, into the lane to reach in. No foul called. And Pleasant Ridge will reset the offense. They'll dump it over to the right side. Gabby all alone. It's another three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound on the floor. And they reach it in. Long time. They call the jump ball. Possession arrow will go back to Atchison County. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. 3-2. Pleasant Ridge out front. In the Northeast Kansas League on the ladies' side, Jackson Heights with that win the other night is all alone at the top at 7-0. Skip pass to the right side. It's going to be stolen. Here comes Ridge. It's a 2-on-2 break. Gabby will go all the way to the baseline, kick it off on top. They'll pass up the three, step inside for the lane for the two. Won't take it. Back to Watkins. Three more, Gabby Watkins. It is 6-2, Pleasant Ridge. We're exactly midpoint of the opening quarter. ACCHS in second place in the conference at 7-1. Then a real pileup in the middle of this conference. 4 wins for Horton and Valley Falls. 3 wins for JCN, Pleasant Ridge, McLeod, and MHMA. So all those teams tied in the next spot. Now here's a turnaround in the lane. It's going to be up and good. And Aaliyah Walnage will have her first points of the ballgame. Lady Rams lead trimmed to 2. 3.5 to go opening quarter. And now in the backcourt, we're going to get a Pleasant Ridge timeout. Taking a break with Coach Gann here. 3.5 to go in the first in Eastern Kansas. It's Pleasant Ridge 6, ACCHS Lady Tigers 4.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Lady Rams going to be putting the basketball in, playing from deep in the backcourt, coming out of the timeout. And into the lineup for Ridge is going to come Jenna Pitts. Jenna is a junior for this team. She will bring it in, and Up floor with the basketball. They're going to come. They'll dump it over to Pitts on the right side. Back out on top now. 3:15 to go. The bounce in the middle is going to be knocked free and loose. Here comes Atchison County. Schlesbaum drives, shoots way off the mark, way short. It's going to be stolen back and fed underneath the wall. Who shot is way too hard. Rebounding it down again is going to be Burns. Now out on top. Addison for three that time. So Schlesbaum able to hit the three, and for the first time in the evening, ACCHS is in front. 2:55 to go. Wait, just get a couple of more substitutions coming in. We'll pick up the players as they come in. You've got Katie Heim putting the ball in play. You got Gabby Watkins in there. Also in the backcourt is going to be Bella Major, a freshman. The drive down to the right side as the shot goes up. Tigers are going to commit a foul. They have just brought Lainey Pannell into the game, and Lainey will have her first foul. And back to the free throw line will come Pleasant Ridge. Right side of the lane for Ridge, you're going to find Emma Murphy. Take it her time, the free throw, up and in. And Katie Heim will have her first point this evening. We're even at 7. One more shot set to go. Looking for the lead. It is up. Off the rim once, twice, won't go in. Rebounding it down is going to be Macy Burns. And here comes Atchison County. It is a 7-7 ball game. 2.5 now to play in the first. The feed will come over to the right side to Pannell. Kicks it down to the block. No room. Back on the top. Schlesbaum goes into the lane. She takes, it always looks like extra steps, but apparently it never is. And the shot misses. But as it goes out of bounds, it'll be retrieved by Pleasant Ridge. They'll come into the forecourt with it. Even at 7-2:15 to play here in the very first quarter. Lady Rams for three. Wide to the left side. Rebound. Atchison County. ACCHS flies up the floor. On the right side is going to be Panel. Back over to the left to Bowerly, who's returned to the game. She tries to drive in, drops a shoulder, and passes inside. The shot is going to go up. It misses. Rebounding it down is Wallish. She has no room. Kicks it back to Bowerly. She'll put a shot in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound, and tied up ball. It belongs to Pleasant Ridge. Pleasant Ridge is going to go even deeper into the bench. I may not have allowed enough room. We've got Maddie Heim in there now. So substitutions coming in again for Pleasant Ridge. 1:49 to play in the opening quarter. It's a 7-7 ball game. Girls high school basketball of the Northeast Kansas League here in Easton, Kansas. Just across the county line into Leavenworth County. And Pleasant Ridge nearly turns it over, but now we'll recover the ball and get into the forecourt. Out on top of it is going to be Maddie. Skips it over to the right side. The long three. Launched and hit. Gabby Watkins, third three-point shot of the opening quarter. And Ridge is back in front at 10-7. 1.5 to go in the first. Natalie Nitz slides over to the right side. Comes way out high to Burns. Has the ball knocked out of her hands, and it was not controlled well. It was going to be a steal. Now another steal by Pleasant Ridge. Atchison County turning it over twice on one trip up the court. Back over to the right side is going to be Heim. She'll back away, pulls up her dribble, hands it over to Watkins. Right side of the free throw line is Potter. Dishes in the corner. Watkins for three. That one doesn't go. Rebound. Players on the floor. Four players holding on to the ball. The official will call a jump ball. ACCHS is going to go to the bench, and Coach Eckert is going to reach down there, and we'll see who he puts in just a minute. 54 seconds to play, first quarter. 10-7, Pleasant Ridge in front. 50 seconds, Addison Schlesbaum into the forecourt. Works her way to the right side. She has a little skipping, hopping step that she takes as she brings it down. Now the feed to Wallace. Beautiful pass. Missed the shot, but got fouled. Foul is going to be called against Mia Earns. And Mia's in a little trouble here early in the ballgame, having just now gotten her second foul. Still 40 seconds to go in the first, and for the Lady Tigers, Aaliyah Wallish at the line. She's got 2 points already this evening, and this free throw rims out no good. We're going to get Pandle back in, and Schletzbaum back out of the game again. I think she's been out more than in so far in this opening quarter. One more free throw coming for Aaliyah. It is up and rattles around good. 3 points for Wallish, 10-8, Pleasant Ridge. 40 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Lady Rams take it across the timeline. Starting over to the left side is going to be Watkins. Feeds over to left side of the free throw line and now into the corner. Nearly lost and saved back out on top again. The ball is loose and running down the court with it. Two players had grabbed the ball. We're literally sharing it, running down the floor without dribbling it. The official makes a good call here, calls a jump ball. Possession back to the Lady Rams. 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Pleasant Ridge will walk it up. Right side is going to be Maddie Heim. They'll swing over to the right side, and there's your traveling call. They fed it into the middle, and Nava Potter putting it on the floor a time or two, and then maybe a time not quite enough. Ridge is going to go to the bench again and bring in their 10th player of the opening quarter. Checking into the game is going to be Kelsey Koh. K-O. Kelsey Koh. 8 seconds. 7. Tigers with the ball. Out on top. Back to the right. Natalie for 3. Wide to the left side. And that is going to do it. Opening quarter in the book here in Easton, Kansas. We'll be back. Going to the second. Pleasant Ridge, 10. Atchison County, 8.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Easton, Kansas. Getting set to go to the second quarter in this high school girls ball game. It is a 10-8 lead for Pleasant Ridge over ACCHS, the visitors here today. Sportscaster woes. I know nobody wants to hear your troubles, but it's kind of amusing. As I'm looking down at my score sheet, it's just kind of a jumbled up mess. I don't know if you saw the movie Fargo and when the guy is filling out the paperwork. And he's got the broken tip pencils, and they're all smudged, and you can see kind of what look maybe like numbers or letters, and you really can't read them. That's what my score sheet looks like tonight. I'm hoping that a change of writing instruments is going to improve that as the game goes on. Lady Tigers hope to improve their offense tonight. First shot of the second quarter goes up, and Addison can't hit it, but ACCHS is able to come down with the offensive board, and now coming down with the ball, stumbling to the floor, and it slips and falls, travels, and turns it over. Lady Rams will be putting it in play with Maddie Heim. She'll bring it into Gabby Watkins. How about Gabby Watkins so far? A Pleasant Ridge is 10 points. Gabby has 3 threes, okay? 9 of her team's 10. Ridge with the basketball, right side, going into the lane. The shot goes up. It's going to be partially deflected, blocked out of bounds, and come back in again to Pleasant Ridge. Avi Nooch is back in. I'm going to tell you what, Coach Gann for Pleasant Ridge has that revolving door thing we talk about periodically at the scores table. She's always got somebody coming in. Here's an 8-footer off the inbound missing. And the ball is on the floor, and it's going to be tied up again. And jump ball called back to Pleasant Ridge. 7:20 to go in the half. It will be Gabby Watkins to do the inbound work now for the Lady Rams. You got Emma Murphy up there at the 5. Avi Nooch is in the game. You also have Maddie Hyman. We'll round it out with who's going to be our 5th player out here. 25, is that right? Yeah, Ava Potter. Mia Ernst out of the game right now. She's got 2 first-half fouls. 7:11 to go in the first half. Pleasant Ridge for the basketball, being very patient. And the Tigers, how about this? A 1-3-1 zone. Here's a runner up the window, no. Offensive board, up and no. They're going to call a over-the-back foul on that rebound. Ava Potter is going to be whistled for the foul. They say as she went up to get the offensive rebound, she was over the back of a Lady Tiger. And we're going to get Macy Burns checking back in. Macy's in, and it is going to be Lainey Pantle coming out of the game. Inside 7 minutes to go in the half as Nitz brings it down. She'll feed it up high, back over to the left. Bowerly shoots a three, way short. He just does catch the front lip of the rim, and rebounding it back down is going to be Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. The dish over to the left side, cutting into the lane is going to be Watkins. Turn, shoots too strong. Offensive board, up at a foul. Free throws coming up for Pleasant Ridge. And right now, Pleasant Ridge is absolutely, in fact, leading only by two. But right now, they're certainly the team with the momentum and playing well and playing hard and getting some good-looking shots. They were hitting many of them. There would be a substantial gap between these two teams here in the first half. That is going to be the first foul of the game, by the way, by Natalie. First of two free throws. Long look, eyeing it, sends it up, and it will not go in. One more shot coming here for Emma Murphy. Emma, another sophomore. Pleasant Ridge laden with freshmen and sophomores. Second free throw. Yes. So Murphy will have her first point of the game. And it is a three-point lead for Pleasant Ridge. As they come into the forecourt, we're down to 6.5 to go in the opening half. Certainly a one-possession game. It is still very, very close. Here's Nitz. Drives in, pushes off a little bit. Cuts down the right side of the lane. Feeds it there to Wallace, who has an easy turnaround and missed it. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. And Pleasant Ridge touched it last. Back it will come to the Lady Tigers. Bella Major back into the game. And for Pleasant Ridge, that's going to be a substantial shortening of the team because as she comes in and Emma Murphy comes out, they will lose a half a foot in height. 6:10 to go in the first half. Addison Schlitzbaum backs all the way out to the center circle. Comes over to the right side, driving baseline. Bowerly's running shot is going to go in. So the freshman gets on the board tonight, and the Tigers are back within one. Inside 6 to go in the half. It is 11-10 at Pleasant Ridge. Pass over to the left side to Major, to the baseline, into the lane, on the floor once, the kick out on top. Gabby is 3. No good, just a little too strong. Nitz with the rebound. ACCHS in the traveling black uniforms with orange and white. The feet underneath, the cutter, the turnaround shot, Wallace, and Lady Tigers are in front. It is 12-11. And ACCHS has its second lead of the game each time by 1 point. And now the cross-court pass is too high and too tall. And Bella cannot reach it. It'll go out of bounds into the Atchison County bench. Head coach Austin Eckert and assistant coach Mike Eckert having a very in-depth conversation. I mean, these guys are talking about some things. And they're going to take a timeout and share their thoughts with their team. And Joseph, let's take a break. Yes, that's right. Joseph is now producing and engineering in the fabulous Care Radio Sports Studio. Timeout at 5:22 to go in the half of the ladies' game. Atchison County, 12. Pleasant Ridge, 11.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Pleasant Ridge, the first team on the floor. They've got Gabby Watkins and Ava Nooch. They've got Maddie Heim and is that Kelsey Cole and Mia Ernst. The ball comes in, and they're going to be launched out of bounds. 5:15 to play in the first half. Atchison County bringing it back in. Here's a long three for Natalie. Rebound, easy follow, up and good. Tigers able to put two back in and out. They have their largest lead of the ball game in front, 14-11. 5 minutes ago in the first half. Skip bounce over to the right side to Watkins. Pleasant Ridge needs to find offense more than just the great shooting of Gabby Watkins, who has 3 3-point shots already. The other 2 points have come off free throws. Cross-court pass into the lane. Got to be Doc Green, stolen away by Wallace. Here comes Schletzbaum. She'll drive down the right side, drive into the lane, and again, she takes all those steps. I don't know if people consider that the Euro step. I consider it walking. But there's going to be a foul reaching in and a whistle against Pleasant Ridge. It's going to be on Avi Nooch. It is her first foul. Pleasant Ridge team foul 5. ACCHS has committed 3, and the free throw is going to be up and good. And Addison Schletzbaum has her 6th point of the game. ACCHS is now on a, 7-0 run. 8-0 run. It is 16-11. Schletzbaum has 7 points, and here comes Ridge. On the left side, but it is going to be Ernst, cuts into the lane, puts it back out on top. Right now, Pleasant Ridge passing up interior shots, looking to the outside. I think they have a lot of faith in Gabby. Now the pass is going to be stolen away by Nitz. Natalie will take it down the left side, and the defender coming up from behind reaches around and commits a foul. That is going to be the second foul on Avi Nooch. So for Pleasant Ridge, 16 fouls, 2 each on 3 players. Avi will come out, and we're going to get Maddie Heim back in. Tigers put it in play. We're approaching midpoint of the second quarter. To the free throw line. Back over to the right side. Schletzbaum will drive, and this time she's going to get the layup to go in. Addison Schletzbaum hits her first 2 of the game, and it is now 18-11, and the Tigers are on a 10-0 run. 4 minutes to go in the half. Gabby, left side, out on top, alone, a 3. No. Rebound, taken down by Atchison County. The outlet down the right side. The feed in the middle, and before a shot, we have a Tiger offensive foul. Foul on 1-1, Aaliyah Wallace picks up her first foul. For ACCHS, it'll be team foul 4. We're down to 3:48 to go here. First half of this girls' high school game. Pleasant Ridge is going to bring Emma Murphy back in. And up forward will come Gabby Watkins. For Pleasant Ridge, the second quarter has been an offensive nightmare. They've got 1 point on 1 of 2 at the free throw line, and that is all they're scoring in this quarter. Skip pass to come to the top of the key, and now the ball is just kind of thrown down, but it's a traveling call. Pleasant Ridge, who had started the game playing pretty well, has lost a little bit of the steam. ACCHS is going to bring Laney Panel back in. Macy Burns is going to check out. Austin Eckert says that he expects his team to be probably 6 players deep maybe as the evening goes on, and we'll see how that all works out. But here's a 3-point shot. Nitz in and out, no. Rebound, Tigers underneath. Wallace forever in the lane, still in the lane, still in the lane. Shot goes up, but she never left the lane, but the rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge. Quickly, Gabby Watkins goes down the left side, getting bumped, drives into the lane, puts up a shot. They're going to call her for a travel? No, they're going to say she got fouled. The push, the bucket will be waved off. The foul is going to be on Kinsey Bowerly. And it'll be Pleasant Ridge basketball at their offensive end. And again, Ridge rotating players into the game. Riley Cox will come in. Riley starting in the ballgame, then has not been back in for a while, so she returns to the floor. Here we're exactly 3 minutes left in the half. Atchison County on a 10-0 run right now, leads by some 7 points. Watkins drives into the lane, puts on top, back over to the right side. Handled over there by Maddie Heim. Shot up, no. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge. Time getting in the middle there, coming up with a nice board. Now she'll drive into the lane, skip it over to the right side, and an errant pass is stolen by Atchison County. Schlitzbaum stumbles, and the ball's going to be saved by Wallace. Out on top, Bowerly's all alone, an easy three. Bowerly hits the shot. We're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break. ACCA Jazz is on a 13-0 run. We've got 2:26 to go in the opening half. It's now Atchison County 21, Pleasant Ridge 11.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Glad to have you with us here on an early Friday evening. I know you're looking at the clock. You're saying 5:30. Basketball is going on. Oh, yeah. We started at 5 o'clock as they eliminated both the boy and girl JV games tonight. In advance, they tip off of the ladies' game to 5, and the guys' game to follow as they are hoping to beat Mother Nature and get everyone home before the weather goes south, like they're talking about. And here comes Pleasant Ridge up court with it. Feed to the right, the kick on top, Gabby three, in and out, nope, rebound, Tigers. Coming down with the basketball is Laney. Outlet right side, feed in the middle, Wallace all alone, lays it up and in. Aaliyah has her first points of the second quarter, 23-11, now a 15-0 run, and we're inside 2 minutes to go in the half. Pleasant Ridge can't get it out of this quarter quickly enough. The feed will come to the right side, skip pass in the middle, it's going to be thrown away. Back up with it will come Atchison County. Now it's going to be knocked away from Bowerly. Picked up. It's a jailbreak. The easy layup is failed. The follow shot and a foul by Atchison County. Bowerly comes over and commits the foul, I'm sure. A foul of frustration. And she turned it over that trip up the court. Bowerly will be the first Tiger to have two fouls. I think she's getting ready to come back out of the game. Free throws coming up here for Pleasant Ridge. Looking to break this long Tiger scoring streak. The free throw is good. Emma Murphy has the only points for Pleasant Ridge in this quarter. She's 2 of 3 at the free throw line. It's now 23-12. One more shot coming here. Minute 40 to go in the half. Long look, very quiet in the gym. This one is up, and no. They are going to wave it off as a lane violation. So Emma will still be 2 of 3 at the free throw line. ACCHS up court with the basketball. Here's Wallace with it. She'll give it in the middle. Get it back. Go right. Shot blocked. Foul called. It's going to be on the Rams, and it will be Emma Murphy. So Murphy stepping in front of Wallace, trying to deflect that shot, picks up her first foul, and back at the free throw line will come Aaliyah. She is 2 of 2 at the line, back in the opening quarter, has 5 points this evening. This free throw is good. One more shot for Wallace. Looking in, sends it up, hits it. 25-12. This is the largest lead of the game for Atchison County, up some 13 at a minute and a half to go in the half. Tigers will stay with some full court pressure. Ridge will break it with the outlet pass. The feed across, the uncontested layup is thrown away, and we'll have a Tiger foul. The shot went up, it was way, way hard. A foul is going to be awarded to Aaliyah Wallace, her second. Team fouls are even at 7 apiece. This is not going to be the 1-1. It's going to be a two-shot foul. The free throw is up. It is very high, and it is considerably short. One more coming. Now the Tigers going to have a little bit of a different look because Nitz was out of the game. She'll come back in and Wallish will go out. So the Tigers will be a little less tall. Second free throw, wide left. Rebound, Atchison County. Macy Burns clears it down. Her upcourt pass going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds into the student cheering section, which is immediately adjacent to the student pep band across the way. Both of those groups doing a great job here supporting Lady Rams tonight. Trying for the backdoor pass. Schlitzbaum has it kicked away. And we'll put it back in play right in front of Pleasant Ridge and head coach Gann. Minute 15 to go in the half. Schlitzbaum on a give and go. And the pass in the middle. We're going to get a foul called. And it will be Natalie coming to the free throw line. Our official will walk over and tell us that Riley Cox has her first foul this evening. As Pleasant Ridge team foul 8. At the line, looking for her first point, and getting it is Natalie Nitz. Natalie will earn the bonus, hitting the front half of the 1-1. This one, no good. Rebound, Murphy. Ridge with the basketball, and up the floor they go. The feet to the right, the easy layup, missed. A little intimidated under the goal, and the shot thrown away. Here comes Atchison County. We're inside a minute to go in the half now. It is 26-12. And Pleasant Ridge is going to be called for a kick of the basketball. Coming back in again to the Lady Tigers. Nitz brings it in. Right side three is set sail and rattles around and kicks up and falls in. A shooter's roll for Addison and Schlitzbaum. And it is now 29-12. We've got 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. And as she backs down court with the basketball, Gabby Watkins gets fouled. Natalie Nitz, 1.2 fouls so far in the ballgame. Very much not like her. She's such an offensive threat, always. Coming to the free throw line, here comes Pleasant Ridge. Lady Rams had an early lead in the game, but this second quarter has just been devastating for them. The free throw up and no good. And the rebound off the missed front half of the 1-1 is going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Pleasant Ridge. ACCHS has outscored Pleasant Ridge 21-2 here in the second quarter. Rams are going to get the inbound, drive right, running shot is up, no good. Rebound, jump ball. Possession back to the Lady Rams. 24 seconds left in the half. Guys' teams huddling up on each end, getting ready to go out for a little pregame warm-up, the intermission of the ladies' contest. Ball comes into the left side of the Rams, the feet into the lane, it gets away, and it's going to be saved out on top. Back over the left side to Watkins, drives in, gets double-teamed. They're not letting her have that easy shot. Here's a feed back to the right side. Watkins goes in, goes up, gets two. How about that? Gabby Watkins, 11 of her team's 14 points. 29-14 Tigers. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Going to have to get a shot away. It's going to be stolen. 1 second. Half-court shot at the buzzers. Has a chance, and it's off the rim, off the window. Hit the backboard, came off the front of the rim, and it's halftime in Easton. We'll be back here in the campus of Pleasant Ridge High School to summarize the opening half for you. Intermission of the ladies' game. ACCHS 29, Pleasant Ridge 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, We are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Eastern Kansas. Halftime of the ladies' game. And let's recap that first half scoring. For ACCHS, a dozen first half points for Addison Schletzbaum to lead the way. 7 apiece for Leah Wallish and Kinsey Bowerly, the next two up. For Pleasant Ridge, it's been all Gabby Watt, and she has 11 of her team's 14 points. And we talk about how tough the second quarter was for the Lady Rams. ACCHS dominated, outscoring them 21-4. I mentioned a moment ago, the guys' teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, stick around. We'll have the guys' game after this one. So more hoops coming your way on K-Radio here on this wintry Friday evening. That said, we're going to take a bit of a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game up next. But right now, with your intermission score in Easton, ACCHS 29, the Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams 14. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. You know he has been saving up to bring you this wintertime halftime.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you high school basketball. We'll return to the ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge girls game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country's calendar, we've got a little bit of a sports change for you. Instead of having basketball tomorrow afternoon, as Benedictine will be on the road at Grandview, due to weather concerns, they have shifted that until Sunday, where we will have the women's game at 2 p.m. The men's game will be at 4 p.m. Tuesday, we'll have the tournament games. They will be announced a little bit later in the week, but remember, we will have basketball about 6 p.m. in the evening and 8 p.m. for the boys and girls high school basketball games in the tournament week. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine as they are back home after being on the road. The Ravens will host Evangel at 5:30. The women will take to the court. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a brief look at the local scores as I have them.
Founded in 1867, Blair Feeds has helped cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock production with a wide range of high-quality products. Blair's Cattle Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals necessary for proper growth and immune protection. Minerals are available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic. To find out which Blair mineral is best suited for your needs, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, I'm a little bit light on the scores this evening as many of the games have not even started. We do have an update on the boys' varsity for Atchison High. They trail 14-11 after one quarter at Sumner Academy. In women's or girls' games this evening, at the first, it was Hiawatha 18 over Royal Valleys 13. And in the game that you're listening to right now, we've got ACCHS leading Pleasant Ridge 29-14 at the half. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until noon tomorrow. Rain likely, then mixing with and changing to all snow. Tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 20. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 24. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 6 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr from Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 39.6 degrees in North Atchison. The wind is negligible out of the east at about 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity is relatively high at 85.3%. The barometric pressure is sitting at 30.89 inches of mercury, dew point 35 degrees Fahrenheit, and a wind chill of about 40 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area, we're sitting at 43 in Valley Falls. Holton is checking in at 44, with Horton checking in at 39. We'll be checking back in with Tom Couts courtside in about a minute.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back once again to Easton, Kansas, where we're just a little bit away from the onset of the second half of this one here tonight. Happy to have you along with us. Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Carrio Sports Studio. Neil is the guy. He put it on the tee and, you know, had his finger on the top and held it, and then Joseph has kicked it away from there. So welcome back with that. ACCHS got a little bit of a slow start. found themselves treading the ball game through the majority of the first quarter. In fact, they led by 1 point for 25 seconds. The second quarter was a whole different matter. The Lady Tigers went on a 15-0 run at one point, ultimately outscoring Pleasant Ridge 21-4 in the second quarter, leading here 29-14 as we go to the third. So that all said, out of the possession, would award the ball to ACCHS. We're set to go to the second half. Lady Tigers are going to have their original five out there. Burns, Wallish, Schletzbaum, Nitz, and Bowerly. It's going to come into play, and Tigers are going to start off running a little bit of a weave. The ball is going to be slapped out of Schletzbaum's hands all the way into the backcourt. She has to retrieve it just about at the baseline on the other end. And now the pass is going to be intercepted and stolen away. Pleasant Ridge, beautiful pass underneath, and the shot missed. Offensive board. Deshaun goes up. We're going to get another Tiger foul. So Pleasant Ridge has come out of the gate playing briskly. The foul is going to be on the Tigers. Macy Burns, that will be her first foul of the night. And for the Tigers, team foul one of the second half. Eyeing it. The free throw. Rims out. One more shot coming up here for Mia Ernson. And Pleasant Ridge looks like they've got their original five. Gabby Watkins and Riley Cox, Ava Nooch, Mia Ernson, and Ava Potter. Free throw up. Won't get either one of them. And the rebound tipped out safe underneath. The follow-up shot rolls up and in. And Avi Nooch has her first points of the game. 29-16 ACCHS. Half a minute into the third quarter. Schletzbaum has it on top. Give and go into the middle. Trying to back in. There's no room for Wallace. Back and go to Schletzbaum. To Wallace from 15. Nope. Rebound. Tied up. Jump ball called. This time the possession comes to the Lady Rams. .711 to go in the third quarter. Full court pressure applied by ACCHS. The ball is going to come in to Avi Nooch. He's got it left side, goes cross court, and it'll be taken there by Maddie. Heim drives left, puts a shot up, it rolls across the front lip of the rim and goes away. And then on the rebound on the other end, we're going to have a Ram foul. Whistle's going to be on Maddie? Yeah, Maddie Heim. It'll be Maddie's first foul of the game, and team foul one of the second half for Pleasant Ridge. So each team has picked up one foul in the first minute or so of the second half. Over to the left side, here come the Tigers. Macy Burns drives into the lane, and we've got a cross-court foul. 6:48 to go in the third quarter, and another turnover by Atchison County. Out of the ball game for Ridge is going to come Nooch, and returning to the floor will be Riley. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. They'll drive it up, start to the right side. That was a high dribble, and Jim's going to call out a palm. The ball went down over the head of the defender, and she picked it up on the other side and kept dribbling. I don't know if I've seen that happen quite that same way. And you're going to say she got her hand underneath the basketball, and ACCHS back up the floor with it. They lead it 29-16 here, 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Driving into the lane, Schletzbaum works her way to the left side, just loses the handle on it. Luckily, able to recover just before it goes into the Lady Tiger bench. Comes back out on top to Burns. Right side, the feed in the lane, the turnaround shot. It's going to be up and good. Wallish for two more. Leah. 9 points now. Or excuse me, 11. We're going to fix that. She had 9 at halftime, 11. Here's a squared up three from the right side. It's wide right. Rebound, Wallish. Here comes Natalie. Bumps it over to the left side, Addison. Loses the handle, goes back, picks it up. Back to Nitz. Back to Schletzbaum. 5:55 to go in the third. Schletzbaum kicks it over to the right side again. Cutting into the middle is going to be Bowerly. The feed at the baseline, and we have a foul. They're going to say it's a push, and that is going to be the second foul of the game for Maddie Heim. So Heim will have two fouls. She has both of Pleasant Ridge fouls in the second half. And she will exit the floor, and back in is going to come Katie Heim. Baseline shot for the Tigers for three. Will not fall for Nitz. Rebound to go back down to Gabby Watkins. Gabby up the floor. Dumps it over to the left side. Taking it all the way to the baseline. Now the pass in the middle is going to be batted free. Reaching in. Batting the ball away again. Now it's still loose. It's rolling around to the floor. Rich is going to save it. A lot of pushing and shoving happening down. The officials letting them play a little bit. 5:20 to go in the third. Nitz up the court. Look away pass left side. Wallish for two. Aaliyah Wallish hits the bucket. She now has 13 points, and it's 33-16. Pleasant Ridge with only 2 points here in the third quarter. Here's a Tiger shot from the outside. It's air ball short, and the rebound, jump ball, it goes to Atchison County. Bella Major and Emma Murphy return for Pleasant Ridge. Tigers are out on the court right now with Macy Burns, Aaliyah Wallish. They have Kinsey Bowerly, Natalie Nitz bringing it up the floor, and Addison Schlenzbaum trailing the play. The shot goes up, missing badly. And rebound is going to be lost out of play back to Pleasant Ridge. 4:44 to go in the third. For Atchison County, Coach Eckert patrolling the sideline in front of his bench. I think he's glad to be leading by a large margin, but I don't think he's particularly satisfied with how his team is done here this evening. Skip pass over to the right side. Lady Rams with the basketball. To the left is going to be Gabby Watkins. Into the corner. Here's a three from there. Perfect! From deep, deep in the left corner for Riley Cox. It is her first point of the game. 33-19. 4:20 to go. Third quarter. Schlitzbaum's bounce pass is going to be batted away. She'll save it. Kicks it to Wallace. Drops the shoulder. Turn shoots too softly. Rebound Burns. Back out on top. It's going to come to Nitz as the Lady Tigers will control the basketball. All alone. Schlitzbaum three. Rebound Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. 3:50 to go in the third. Gabby left side. Launching three. Too strong. Rebound Wallace. Now the upcourt pass by Wallace is going to be stolen. Watkins drives to the baseline, gets in a little trouble. Wallace reaches in and ties it up. She thought she committed a foul. She walked away looking very sheepish and now is holding her hand a little bit. Jump ball. Pass over to the left side. Here's another three for Ridge. A little too strong. Tigers will rebound it down. Up the floor, all alone, Natalie, the only one in the forecourt, lays it in. That is the first bucket of the ball game for Natalie Nitz. She hit a second quarter free throw and now has 3 points tonight. Timeout, Coach Eckert. Taking a break, Joseph, at 3:28 to go, still in the third quarter. The score, Atchison County's Lady Tigers, 35, Pleasant Ridge, 19.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As we return, welcome back. Pleasant Ridge Lady Rams putting the ball in play with. Now 3:20 to go in the third quarter as they get into the forecourt. Watkins will have it on top, dumps it over to the right side. Maddie Heim steps inside, short of the free throw line, kicks it over into the right edge to Bella Major, and back out top side they're going to come. Taking it all the way to the baseline, the feed comes into the middle. The shot from 15 is up off the window, but no good. Rebound tipped out, saved by the Rams. Top side, thinking about three and him. Pulling it back down, driving over to the right side, accelerating into the lane, putting a shot up that is short. Must have been, I believe, partially deflected. Tigers coming up with it. Up the floor is going to come Bowerly. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Atchison County with the big lead now. Here's a three, Natalie. It's going to be way short. And the rebound is it hits the front edge of the rim on this from the side, goes all the way out of bounds on the fly. I think kicked back so far, it's out of bounds to Pleasant Ridge. 2:42 to go third quarter. 35-19. ACCHS in front. And holding a play for a little bit. Now comes Pleasant Ridge. ACCHS setting back up again in the 1-3-1. How about that? Cross court we go. Down to the baseline left. 2.5 to go. The pass to the free throw line. Cutting into the lane. Splitting that zone. Defensive shot is up. Missing. Offensive rebound. Followed up. Missing. And another attempt at a rebound and a collision. And we're going to call a foul. We're just going to call it out of bounds. Just going to call it out of bounds off ACCHS. Bowerly had the interior position, but the ball was beyond her, over her head, behind her. She was backing up into a Pleasant Ridge player, and they both tumbled to the floor, but no foul called. And on the inbound, a shot goes up and missing. Rebounded back down by Atchison County. The upcourt play and a foul on Maddie Heim. Maddie, getting herself in a little trouble, has three fouls, all of them in the third quarter. In fact, she has all of Pleasant Ridge fouls here in the second half. Three team fouls now for the Lady Rams. Atchison County has been very careful about that. They have only committed one second half foul. 2:12 to go. And a pass inside it by Nitz is going to be stolen away by Gabby Watkins. Gabby dumps it over to the left side. The ball is going to be batted away. It's out on top. Now Nitz driving down the court. All alone. Lays up and it doesn't go in. Rebound Wallace. Shot blocked and she got fouled. Wallace continues to tug and pull and rub that right hand. Oh, she maybe got a finger jammed or extended maybe a little bit or something earlier. We'll keep an eye on her. Bella Major has her first foul of the game now. At the line, Aaliyah Wallace, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. That one rolls and in. 14 points for Wallace. One more look at it. Up and got it. 15 now for Aaliyah. And she's going to come out of the game. I don't know if coach is looking at her and watching and going to check on her, but apparently not. She's just going down to the end of the bench. So Atchison County is going to be out there with Lainey, Kinsey, Natalie, Addison, and Macy. 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Now 37-19. The driving shot in the middle by Watkins misses. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be saved by Ridge. Top side, they're thinking about the three. They don't. Over to Watkins. She's going to more than think about it. She's going to shoot it. Won't go in. Offensive follow-up and in. Avi Nooch for her fourth point of the game. 37-21, inside a minute and a half to go, third quarter. Girls high school basketball here in the Northeast Kansas League. Pleasant Ridge, a 3-5 team. Atchison County, a 7-2 team. Here's a shot from the top. It's up and good. That one is going to be knocked in by Bowerly, and she's in double-figure scoring with 10. 40-21. We are at 1 minute left, third quarter. Don't forget here on Care Radio, the guys' game is going to be coming up after this one. So we encourage you to stick around for all of that. Here's a drive to the right side of the baseline. Runner is up no good, and the rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds and touched last by Lainey. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Rams getting set to make a substitution. Are they going to bring it in now or are they going to wait? Nope. In comes Mia Ernson. Ernson is in and Riley Cox comes out. It is Ridge basketball. They'll skip it in at the baseline. The pass out on top is going to be batted free. It's going to be stolen by Atchison County. And in an unusual move, up the floor with it will come Lainey. She will bring it up and quickly dump it over to the right side. Schletz bomb. Her bounce passes into the hands of a defender and catches the county with another turnover. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Up the floor, Pleasant Ridge and Bella Major. Now she gets tangled up, tied up, ball batted away, and catches the county's going to steal it back. 20 seconds left in the third. Natalie goes all the way to the baseline and gets bumped by her defender, and that will be a foul by Gabby Watkins. For Gabby, it'll be her first. It'll be five fouls now in the second half for Pleasant Ridge. And ACCHS, for the first time tonight, is going to go seven deep, and Coach Eckert is going to bring Ellie Spear into the game. Ellie is a sophomore. Tigers with the ball up top side. They'll kick it over to Spear. We don't have heights or information like that. We know that Ellie is a sophomore, and I'm going to tell you, Ellie is not the tallest player on the floor. But boy, she just threw in a three from deep in the right corner. How about that nice shot? Ellie Spear. And Matt Horn tells us the third quarter is done. We'll be back. Fourth quarter of the ladies' game coming up. And right now, it is all Atchison County. Lady Tigers 43, Pleasant Ridge 21.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
As we return, we go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. And ACCHS expands its lead in that corner. They outscored Pleasant Ridge 14-7. For Pleasant Ridge, leading scorer remains Gabby Watkins, who did not score in the third quarter. Has 11 points on the evening. For Atchison County, now three players in double figures, with Aaliyah Wallace pacing the way at 15. A dozen for Addison Schletzbaum and 10. For Kinsey Bauer, the Addison Schletzbaum did not play much of the third quarter, did not score. And as we go to the fourth quarter, it will be, looking out of the floor, not the starting five. It's what I kind of expected, but we're going to have Macy Burns and Ellie Spear out there with Addison Schletzbaum, Natalie Nitz, and rounding it out is Aaliyah Wallace. Wallace is back in. I was concerned about her hand. Here's a turnaround shot. Wallace misses it. And a rebound cleared down by Pleasant Ridge. Ava Potter sweeps down the board. Ridge into the forward court. Left side, Nooch. Hobby comes out top of the key to Watkins. Nitz steps up on her defensively. Back over to the right. They're going to go to Nooch. The feed down to the baseline. The shot partially deflected. And rebounding it down. That's the county and Ellie Spear. Spear will walk it up the floor. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not looking to get in trouble here. And you can do that guessing height. But Ellie is 5'3", 2", something like that. Underneath the shot, Wallace too strong, hits the backboard, caroms completely across, pulled down on the other end by Pleasant Ridge. Here come the Lady Rams. 7 minutes to go in the ladies' game. The pass comes out on top, startled a little bit by its arrival, and Atchison County stumbles, no travel, and the outlet pass is thrown away by Schletzbaum out of bounds and bouncing up into the stage. It'll come back in again to Pleasant Ridge. Inside 7 minutes to go. And up floor with the basketball, that's going to be Maddie Heim. Maddie, a sophomore. And again, for Pleasant Ridge and head coach Laurie Gann, it is a very, very young team. Here's a drive to the baseline, and we're going to get a foul called on Spear for Atchison County. Her first and only the second foul of the second half by ACCHS. Lady Tigers, looking like they are, after a sluggish start, going to bounce back nicely from their loss at Jackson Heights in their previous game. Looking for their eighth win of the season here tonight. Over to the right side of the lane. Lob back out on top. Ridge with the ball. Nooch has it. Drives in. Shoots and scores it. Avi Nooch has a half a dozen. And it's now 43-23. Those are the first points by either team here in the fourth quarter, and we're at 6:15 to go in the game. The bounce into the middle is going to be stolen by Pleasant Ridge. Potter coming up with the basketball, and the Tigers still essentially with their starters out there. And coach is going to complete that thought. He's going to bring all the starters back in. Coach Eckert sends him to the scorer's table. Driving layup is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be knocked out of Wallace's hands, but be picked back up by Schletzbaum. She will drive, force up a shot, and able to draw the foul. Our official kind of works his way through the players. They kept walking in front of him. Nobody saw one another. We're going to get a foul called here on Maddie. So Heim has picked up a fourth foul. And the free throw, perfect. Addison Schlesbach with her first point of the second half has 13 now this evening. Spear comes out of the game and Burns comes out. So now it's Wallish, Schlesbaum, Nitz, Bowerly, and Panel. Second free throw. Got them both as that one rattles home. 14 for Addison. 45-23. Lady Tigers, 5:40 to go. And the shot in the middle is going to be rejected. Rebound to go back down. Atchison County, Nitz comes up the floor, splits two defenders, works their way to the right side, pushes it off on top. Panel back on the left. Bowerly. Happy to take that shot. Can't hit it. Follow shot Wallish. Way off the mark. Rebounding it down to the right side. It's going to be Panel. The launch by Natalie. Doesn't hit it. Rebound. Pleasant Ridge. Watkins comes down with the ball. Her team trailing at 45-23. 5:15 to go in this one. The cross-court pass to step into the lane. The dish to the right. Watkins for three. Boom. Gabby Watkins, fourth. Three-point shot of the evening. And it's 45-26. We go inside 5 minutes to play. Schletzbaum, little left-hand dribble, crosses in front of the scorer's table, dumps it over to the right side. Little travel there, no whistle, the feet underneath. The shot is up by Nitz, won't go in. The rebound slapped out on top, and Wallace is able to save it just before it gets across the line. Here's Natalie. Over to the right side, Wallace has got it. Drops his shoulder, turns, shoots, miss. Rebound, Pleasant Ridge, and reaching in, a foul on the Lady Tigers, Laney Panel. Laney will pick up her second foul tonight. Atchison County with 3 second half fouls. Pleasant Ridge has, by the way, committed 6 here in the second half. 45-26, ACCHS. And again, close early in the game, but the Lady Tigers went on a 15-0 run on their way to a 21-4 second quarter, and it's been nothing but ACCHS since then. Here's a three from the left side, doesn't go in, and the rebound, Atchison County. ACCHS up the floor, drives right, starting in the middle of the lane. The shot is up, haphazard, rebounding it back down, Pleasant Ridge. Lady Tigers maybe a little less focused right now with a near 20-point lead and now 4 minutes to play. Over to the right side, driving across, the pass dished away, and it's going to be stolen back by ACCHS, and Bowerly coming up the floor, double dribble, both hands on the ball, and officials going to say, goes back again to the Rams. 3:54 to go. Wallish once again will exit the game for ACCHS. The Lady Tigers are going to bring Macy Burns back in. Ridge has the inbound, and they'll have it up between the circles. Avi Nooch to Watkins. Nobody steps in front of her. This three won't go. Rebound tipped out, Tigers. Here comes Natalie, brings it down. Stutter steps, no travel called. Back out on top, it's going to go over to the left block. Looking into the middle, Laney will turn and shoot. It won't go in. Rebound, Ridge. 3.5 to go in the ball game. Here come the Lady Rams over to the left side. Way out there is going to be Kelsey Cole. Little backdoor pass. Doesn't work. Schletzbaum will come down with it. She'll go all the way in. And again, drops the shoulder, drives in, gets the bucket, and we'll have one. Addison, an aggressive ball player. You get a couple, three defenders, and they're moving, and she plays a lot of ball, and she knows that she's going to take that thing to the iron and does that. It'll be the third foul of the game for Ava Potter. And a three-point opportunity. Missed. Rebound. Ridge. 47-26. ACCHS, 3 minutes to go now. Cross-court pass, looking in the middle, it's going to be Watkins, nothing, out on top, Nooch, she'll drive in, kick it over to the right side, Ernzen in, up, got it to go in. For a moment, I thought perhaps it was too strongly shot and was going to kick out, but it caught the front lip and went in for her. It is 47-28. Now the shot on the other end for the Tigers, air ball way too strong. Pleasant Ridge back up court with it. 2.5 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge down the baseline. And Watkins gets fouled in the corner. She takes the ball deep in the corner. A defender steps up. And then we're going to give her that uncontested three. So Watkins decides she's going to drive from the corner down the baseline toward the rim. And the defender was a little out of position, reached in, and that is going to be the third foul on Bowerly. Taking a little bit of time here for some reason to get this ball in play. Here we go. Pleasant Ridge is going to have it in. And Watkins gets that baseline three wide open, takes it, missed it. Offensive board, followed up. Nope. Rebound. Jump ball called. Possession arrow. Back it will come again to the Lady Rams. 2:15 to play. Guys game coming up after this one. It may not start at 6:30, but it won't be a lot after that. I don't know how much time they're going to put up between games, but I suspect, like everything else tonight, it may be abbreviated. Here's Pleasant Ridge with it on top. The knife into the lane, the shot up, and a foul call on the Tigers. The officials will confer as to the guilty party, and it is going to be credited to Macy Burns. Macy will have her second foul, and before any free throws might be taken, we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. 2:05 to go in the girls' game. It's Atchison County, 47, Pleasant Ridge, 28.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Glad to have you with us here in a mid-January Friday evening for high school basketball on CARE Radio. 2 minutes and 5 seconds ago in the ladies' game, and ACCHS is 2 minutes and 5 seconds away from their eighth win of the year. Coming to the free throw line, though, is Pleasant Ridge, and shooting free throws for the first time tonight will be Avi Nooch. Avi with a half a dozen points in the game. Taking her time, pushes this one up. It's a bit short. We'll have one more. Avi Nooch, one of only two seniors that we've seen tonight. Second free throw, also a wee bit short. And Lady Tigers are going to rebound it down. ACCHS into the right corner. Now they'll feed. Wallish is back in, off the block. Hook, shoot, score. Quickly as that, Aaliyah Wallace has her first fourth quarter point and her 17th point of the evening. It is now 49-28. Here's a shot from in the middle for Pleasant Ridge. It won't go down, and as the Tigers rebound it down, we're going to get a jump ball called. Wallace getting tied up by Emma Murphy. The jump ball, and it is going to be Atchison County possession. Leading by 21. ACCHS brings it in, and there's going to be full court pressure applied by Pleasant Ridge. Tigers will break it down the left side. They work in front of the scorer's table, bring it out on top. Schlitzbaum drops her hand, and again, I thought that was going to be a charge, but they're going to call a blocking foul. Official looks at the scoreboard, indicates it is a 1-and-1. The foul is going to be number 3 by Mia Earns, and Mia picked up 2 fouls very early in the game, and obviously since then has been able to stay out of trouble. This first free throw is up and good. That means Addison will earn a bonus. 17 points now in the game for Addison. 18 points for Addison. 51-28. Inside a minute and a half to go. Pleasant Ridge will skip pass over to the left side. The feed to the free throw line. Back over to the right. Passing up the uncontested three. And the shot to the baseline instead misses. Lady Rams will bring it back out on top again. Now the cross-court pass is going to be batted and recovered in the backcourt. It'll be taken down by Gabby Watkins. Skips it down. Oh, that's a beautiful pass and a layup that is missed. Offensive rebound followed up. It is missed. And this time the Tigers will sweep it down. She's got Bowerly. He has a cutter on the right side. And the pass is too late. And the Tigers are going to waste a fast break opportunity. 40 seconds to go. Pleasant Ridge back down court with it. You got Riley Cox with the basketball. Here's a three. No. Rebound Tigers. Coach is going to have a timeout for substitution purpose only, and panel is going to come in, and spear is going to come in. So Coach Eckert is going to go seven deep. No, wait. Are we going to get a couple of more youngsters to check into the game? Yeah, we will. 1:40. Hang on here. We're watching him report into the scorer's table. And 21. So in for the Tigers will come Danny Chu, Emmy Smith, and Corey Wagner. So there you have it. Atchison County with only a couple of starters left. No, wait, we're getting a late check-in. Oh, wait, you got to go to the scorer's table, Maylin. Got Maylin Cummings, a sophomore, is going to come into the game. 36 seconds to go. Pleasant Ridge brings the ball in, and up top with it is going to be Avi Nooch. Avi swings it to the left side. Now the feed underneath, a set shot. No! Rebound, jump ball. Nice job for the Tigers by Emmy Smith to tie that thing up. It'll belong to Pleasant Ridge with the possession arrow. 21 seconds to go in the game. The lob in. A hook shot in the lane, and it won't go in, but we have a foul called and free throws coming the way of Pleasant Ridge with 17 seconds to go. And into the record book tonight officially will go Corey Wagner, as the freshman will pick up the foul. Free throw. In and out, no. One of those that hits the backboard and comes down into the rim and kind of strikes the front edge of the rim and spins back up and away. Eyeing it up. The second one rims out. This time a little bit wide to the left side, but an offensive rebound. Pleasant Ridge will control it down. 14 seconds to go. Out on top of it is going to be Nooch. She'll feed to Watkins. Now here's a three. Off the rim twice. No good. Rebound out of bounds. And it is Tiger basketball. 1 second to go. Danny Chu will be putting it in play. She'll bring it into Ellie Spear, who goes half court. And my gosh, she hit the backboard. That was a pretty good chuck. And that's the ball game. Final score tonight. ACCHS Lady Tigers 51, Pleasant Ridge 28. And we'll return here to Eastern Kansas to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Back Back with you here in Easton, Kansas, where the guys' teams are out of the court warming up, and we're going to kind of recapitulate the opening game. ACCHS winning it tonight, 51-28. Lady Tigers got a bit of a slow start. They trailed at the end of the opening quarter, but went on a 15-0 run in the second quarter, outscored Pleasant Ridge 21-4. Went into halftime up 15 and roared to the big win tonight. For ACCHS, it was Addison Schletzbaum, 18-17. For Aaliyah Wallish and 10 for Kinsey Bowerly. Rounding out the scoring, it was Natalie Nitz and Ellie Spear, each with 3. For Pleasant Ridge, say what, Gabby Watkins, 3 3-pointers in that great opening quarter for Pleasant Ridge. She ended up with 4 3-pointers on the night, 14 points. She is your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Gabby Watkins. A great night. Half a dozen points then for Avi Nooch for the Lady Rams. 3 tonight for Riley Cox. And both Mia Ernst and Emma Murphy had 2. 1 this evening for Katie Heim. Pleasant Ridge, 3-6 on the season. Atchison County improves its mark now to 8-2. Stick around. The guys' game coming up next here on Care Radio. Get the final score in the girls' contest. Atchison County, 51. Pleasant Ridge, 28. We're going to take a bit of a breather, kick it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio, but don't go far. Boys, high school hoops coming your way before you know it.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.